for P Real Talk. Blog
Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world.
Hello?
Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kalen in your ear, Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, y'all got me loving this. P4P Real Talk, we are in the house. Brenda Ray Show, WNBF, it is live and in stereo. And this is Real Talk, no script, no line, just Real Talk. I got JB and Joe on this outside. JB, you there, Joe?
Yeah, yeah. What's up, baby? Yeah. We living live at Brenda Ray Show in Sheboygan, lighting it on fire like we do, P4P.
You guys got the intro, just blew me away. I did not expect
you like that.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I love it. Thank you so much, man. That's just insane. All right, we're getting down to business now. We got the show going here. Brenda's running around. We'll catch her up sooner or later. But the competitors are doing their thing. It's a show going right now. Everybody's talking about the matches last men's boxing. They're not matching their ages. You know, she brought a good group in here, so I'd be interested to see who steps away with what at the end of the night. But I'm going to let you guys talk. We got P4P in the house, and I want to make sure everybody knows exactly what we're talking about.
You take it, Joe. I always do the talking.
Sure. Yeah, this is actually one of our favorite shows, Kalen. I've competed here. JB won his pro card here. And Brenda runs a great show. She does a lot of extra things for the competitors that promoters don't do or don't have to do. And it always runs very smooth. She gets some great competitors in here. And we're excited, man. I think there's some really good athletes here. You're going to see some P4B competitors come home with some hardware today. And we got a lot of people here helping out at the booth, too. And you'll get a chance to meet some of them in a little bit.
Well, you know, you just said something that really caught me off guard. You said JB won his pro card here?
This is where he won
his
pro card.
That's right, baby. I won my pro card at a Brenda Ray show, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I was, the hard work and the pain and the expense and the time sacrifice paid off, and I got my pro card here. So, it has a little special something in my heart when I come back here and do a Brenda Ray show. She's probably one of the few people that, other than my family and people who are really close to me, that came up to me and said, man, you really present a really good package, and sort of try to school me on the way of trying to get better as a natural bodybuilder athlete. And I will be forever in her debt for that. It actually encouraged me to push forward. And then I got my pro card here, and the rest is history. P for P, baby.
Man, that's sad. I mean, so this show kind of hits close to home for all of us, because for me, when I was talking with Brenda, I had no idea. I knew she was a pioneer in the industry, but I had no clue that she was such a historian of natural bodybuilding, and that just kind of floored me. So, she's one of those, JB, you and I can talk for days. Brenda and I can talk for days, too. It's just so good when you can talk to somebody that knows and knows and knows, so you're not just basically hanging out and, basically running your mouth and not really thinking anything.
Right. I mean, Brenda Ray's been a stable in natural bodybuilding. I mean, I have went to many of her seminars, over-the-phone seminars. Brenda Ray is legit. I mean, she knows her stuff. She's an icon in my eyes in this business. I mean, she's a 5-time champ. And that's, it's hard to win anything 5 times. So my thing is trying to win what she won is really crazy. She's a very humble individual. She will break down her whole road on her journey. It is a very impressive journey. The big thing with Brenda that maybe a lot of people don't know, that she's probably one of the most grounded individuals that I've met. You know, you expect a certain thing, sort of like what you expect with Cleveland. Cleveland won all these championships. You expect him to be a certain way. And they're really not, man. They're really grounded and very, you know, when she's in the gym, when you're in the gym with her, she likes working out with the dudes and everything like that. She likes the, you know, the old school gyms and stuff. Shout out to the Brickyard. And and I love her for that. That was a shameless plug. But I love her for that. And that's why I feel very comfortable with Brenna Ray coming with to her with advice or anything like that. So, you know, if anyone who can catch a Brenna Ray show, if you truly are natty, that's the person you really want to catch her show, because she doesn't just put on a show. It's an education.
Yes, agreed. Joe, you know, this is P4P, and we can't have P4P without something going down with P4P. We actually have a drawing. What are we doing today here? Something with Alter Ego?
Yes, we are going to do a free month supply of Alter Ego for anybody who's listening.
Wait, whoa. Joe, what we going to do?
There's a free month supply of Alter Ego. Anybody who's listening to this right now, Kaylin's going to give you a special code word. And whoever can email Tyann at p4ptyann@yahoo.com with that special code word, the first person to do it is going to get a free Alter Ego one-month supply.
Well, I'm emailing. I'm going to be the first one. I need that month supply.
That ain't fair.
No, I don't qualify. There's stipulations. I don't qualify, brother.
Well, now, we're at a natural bodybuilding show. I'm looking, like, you know, I got to see the men's physique, some of the women's bikini. Now, the women's bikini was a tough class. I think they were out there almost a half an hour. That's the amateur side. Because I think I missed the pros coming in. I think they had the pros.
The pros were impressive. We have an up-and-coming pro, Matt Cordy, that was sick looking. And hopefully we can get him later to where we can either do an interview on the podcast or maybe an interview with Kaylin's Midwest Muscle. But he looked really impressive. And then there's another P4P athlete named Chris Well. And I think this is probably one of Chris Well's best packages. So it's some stiff competition, this bad boy and stuff. So I'm so happy to come and see something like this.
Now, if Chris Wells is on stage, I'm telling you, the night show is going to be entertaining because that man does know how to put on a night routine.
Most definitely. So,
Joe, did you see anybody that impressed you?
I've been at the booth most of the day, but I'll tell you what, I know a lot of these competitors, and a lot of the guys have been texting me photos during the week, and I can't wait to get in there for the night show and see it live under the lights because, I mean, these guys all look phenomenal. I know people, you know, come with their best, and it's going to be pretty amazing. And the people that I know that I've seen, they did a great job on their prep.
Well, I'm really impressed with the lighting and everything. But then when, like JB was saying, Brenda Ray, she does a job because this is a crew sound stage. I mean, sound booth, everything. She brought the hammer. I mean, these guys are
professional. Mm-hmm. Most definitely. You know, Brenna Ray always put on a top-notch show, and you know, she does it with what I like. She's like pro athlete, so when she does her shows, they're really tilted towards the athlete. She makes sure there's a lot of comfort here with, you know, if it's helping them out with you know, towels, food, anything. She makes it a really friendly environment for a natural athlete. So I always love Brenna Ray's show because she always thinks of the athletes first.
Yeah, and, you know, since it's a live show, I mean, there's a lot of things we forget because we're trying to remember about, you know, what are we going to say afterwards. But this is a live show, so I'm impressed with how, you know, when I needed to look for her, I was able to go straight, and if somebody to direct me somewhere to get to where she was actually at, that's really impressive because usually it's so much running around, you can't keep up with anybody, and you hope the expediter is sending the people on stage correctly. But if you need here, I'm being directed even to the concession stand. And that, I mean, because this is a pretty big building.
Yeah. Most definitely. Now, while we're, Kaylin, I know, while you know what P4P is, man. We want to make sure we brand our athletes. We want to introduce some of the hot stallions and lovely ladies that we have in P4P, and make sure that people know that these cats that we're introducing for P4P, look out. These cats are legit. And I'm going to put a couple people on for P4P, if you don't mind, Kaylin. I know this is kind of spur of the moment. I'm going to put on a person that probably everybody has heard of one way or another. His name is Meshack O'Ching. He's a pro athlete, and he's one of the pioneers of P4P. And here you are, Meshack. You on there?
I'm here. Hey, what's up, Kaylin?
What's up, buddy?
I'm okay.
Hey, now, you're just coming off of, last week, you did a guest vote routine. That was
oh,
great.
Yeah.
do you remember what you said at the end of the show? I mean, at the end of your guest vote?
Oh, yeah, I remember what I said, that this is like, the guest posting was like a start of the contest season for me, and I know there are several athletes coming over to PNBA to compete, and I welcome them, and I'm ready for the war. So it's going to be interesting seeing these top athletes in national bodybuilding around the country going against each other.
Get on me, Shaq! Get on me, Shaq! Uh-oh!
So I think it will be something for the natural bodybuilding family to watch these top athletes being on one stage and competing against each other, which that's what we want. We want the sport to grow big, and we can't grow with just people just saying in one federation saying that there are champions over there. So being on one stage, I think that will be something good for the fans out there to come out in large numbers and watch this top pro competing against each other.
Now, one of the things I respected about what you did, you know, you didn't take away from what anybody was doing. You actually were just saying, you know, if you're going to bring it, you're going to bring it well, because you're stepping on stage with your best and you want everybody else to. But the one of the things that really impressed me with you is that you never feel like you're doing everything perfect. You always feel like there's something else you need to work on.
Normally we work our best, and we normally leave it to the judges to decide. So like I normally do, I will bring my best and give it to the judges over there.
Well, there you go. That's how it's done.
Yeah.
That's how it's done.
Yeah.
That's a perfect fit for P4P, I tell you. Now, when you see, did you get a chance to see Chris on stage?
Oh, no, I was, you see, this spot of bodybuilding, I went somewhere to maybe get some food, so I didn't see him, but I will be back. I know the finals will be around 2 hours from now, so I'll be able to watch him.
Yeah, I think we're all going to be inside trying to catch that routine.
I want to do one plug. July 25th, PNBA Chicago Chi-Town is going down. We got Meshack O'Ching the Warrior that's on the phone that you guys hearing right now. But we got Cleveland, the Truth, Thomas, 10-time world champ, coming in town. And then we got Chris Wells, which is an up-and-coming stallion in P4P athletics. And then we got a host of athletes. There's so many that I can't even remember them all, but it's going to be a show of all shows. If you ain't at this show, man, I don't know what show you're going to go to, because this show is going to be the baddest show that anyone ever seen. It's the stiffest competition on earth and stuff. So you need to be at this. This is where you see drug-free athletes at its finest. So I hope everybody get there and check it out, because, hey, bro, I'm going to be front row over there to see which one of these monsters win the show.
Yeah, and so Brian, who is the promoter of the show in Chicago, we have been in touch, and he's trying to make the the contest to be one of the best in Midwest. So we are looking up for the show.
Now, Brian McCabe is one of the more passionate people as well, and I just enjoy him as a person. Not, you know, not, we're not even talking anything dealing with bodybuilding. Just as a person, his passion for helping with health and fitness is a blessing. The fact that he's passionate about actually promoting and competing is even better.
So,
all right,
it's going to be fun.
Now,
Kayla.
Yeah, what's up?
Not to disrupt how everything is going, but we, you know, like you said, we want to shake this up a little bit, right, Kayla?
Go ahead, knock me out.
All right, we don't know. Hey, we're at this show live. Anybody might just walk up. And so, and guess who I see coming on? There's this fella named Zach. You guys can really check out. He's an up and coming. And Zach, when's your next show coming up?
My next show is actually next weekend, 7 days from now. So I'm 1 week out from the NPC State Championship.
Okay.
You hear that, Kaylin?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah,
did we lose him?
Yeah, he looks really good, man. I seen his when he joined P4P, his picks were just ridiculous. So I mean, he comes in condition. This is one of the up and coming athletes. Tell me, Zach, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. How you started bodybuilding? What gym you're from? And then why you stepped on with P4P Muscle?
Okay, well, I started lifting when I first got into high school for sports, you know, football, track, and I fell in love with lifting. And after high school, I missed my competitive streaks, and I wanted to keep competing, and I wanted to keep lifting. So I figured what better way to keep my competitive edge and do something with my lifting career than to start bodybuilding. And I knew I always wanted to stay natural. I mean, I want the playing field to be fair because that's just how I believe it should be done. And my first competition was last fall. In October, I did the IMBF Ford Show in Monona, Wisconsin. And I did very well. I did better than I thought. I took first place in my weight class. And I fell in love with that. I loved being on stage. I loved how I looked, and I love the experience. You know, getting a gold trophy at the end of the day is always great. And then I got in contact with Joe Manning, who I saw at the show, and he preached, you know, natural bodybuilding, and we talked on the phone, and I really liked what he said. I liked what he stood for, and ever since then, I've been proud to be a P4P athlete.
Sounds great.
We're glad to have you, Zach. I think you're going to do great next week, man.
Appreciate that. Yeah, it's been a rough journey. It's been rough. A little too much cardio, obviously, but it's going to be worth it when you step on stage and you look good. And I'm excited to represent you next weekend.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, hold on, guys. I got somebody I'd like to talk to as well. Denise, you there?
Okay.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hey, Denise, this is Denise Kubiak, and she's right out of my gym, Firestar. And
yes, I am.
You actually competed in Brenda's show last year, wasn't it?
Yes, I did.
Now, what do you think, as a competitor, what do you think about how she runs the show and how did she treat you, and is she somebody that you would recommend?
Oh, I would definitely recommend Brenda, recommend her show. It's organized really well. She's there for you if you need you. She took time out of her own and actually, like, talked to me on the phone last year. Yeah, definitely a show worth doing.
And she actually does more than just promote shows. I think you actually had a chance to meet her at a seminar last year as well, right?
Yeah, actually, it was December 2013, yes. I met her at a seminar, and that was awesome. Got to learn a lot from her about her.
And she really practices what she preached, you know, even with food, with diet, everything she talks about.
Yes. She's not one of those people that tells you just what to do. She does it herself.
Yes, exactly. And that, you know, that's what the Natty Nation is all about, because I think some people miss that. You know, it's like you see the work in the gym, but it's also work in the kitchen, work in life. So, you know, everything.
Yes, exactly. It's a balance of everything, just like you said, in life, too. It's not just about what you do for a show. It's about what do you do with the rest of your life as well.
And we would be remiss to sit there and say you competed and didn't ask how you did.
What?
I said, how did you do last year at the show?
Last year I actually earned my figure master's pro card, and I also placed first in the open. So it was extremely exciting. It was an awesome feeling. Worked hard for it. Hopefully I can do it again someday.
Well, I know Chris Wells did well last year, and he's coming in here to do, I think he had some unfinished business pretty much. And like I said, we'll find out tonight how his business ended up. But one of the things I can talk about is your hard work, because I get to see you in the gym, and I know you don't go in there basically just basically be one of those couch talkers or sit around and drink.
No.
Yeah, you actually go
no.
in there. And you're a woman on a mission, because you're a mother, you're a wife. So there's a lot going on in your life where you basically get in there, and this is health and fitness, basically mind and body.
Well, yeah, when people ask me too, like even just the other day, so are you training for a show? No, I'm not training for a show. And somebody goes, well, why do you look so good? I go, well, why shouldn't I?
Right.
I mean, I don't do it just for a show, like you said. Yeah, I do it because it's my lifestyle. It's going to keep me strong. It's going to keep me healthy. It's a good example, like you said, for my children, for my girls. And like you said, I most of the time get in, get out, sometimes talk a little bit, but but yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just one of those things that's important to me. To me, it's just something that I do. It's not something that I have to do. It's something I want to do. Something I need to do.
And well, you're doing it well, because you're not walking away with no hardware. You did something right. Now, one of the things before, I know you're watching the show, and we may pull you out of there. We'll let you back to it. But one.
Yeah, I want to get back in there. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. The last thing. As a mother, because there's so many reasons why people tell you they're going to be too big, you got to do like all this extra cardio. As a mother, as a wife, finding time to get to the gym, what does it take to make sure you can do start to finish?
What does it take to what? To just do this? It literally just takes a decision to make that decision to choose to do it. There's no such thing about not enough time. Because if you choose to do it, you're doing it for you. It's my me time. So instead of sometimes sitting around doing nothing, that's what I choose to do. It's also about getting your family involved in helping you out in things that maybe you might not be able to do. Such as like maybe the laundry, or help clean, or help cook. although I usually don't allow that to happen. But... And honestly, well, the whole cardio thing, I'm not very big on that myself. I choose to eat as healthy as possible and allow the weightlifting to do it for me.
And the yoga.
And the what?
And the yoga.
Oh, yes, and the yoga, of course. Well, we can't forget that, because that's the other important thing in my life.
Exactly.
But I think what it is, the bottom line is, what it takes is just the decision to do it. I know sometimes it's easier said than done. I was taught a long time ago, there's two easies in life, to choose to do something or choose not to. So it just depends on, what do you want more?
Exactly. Well, thanks, Denise. Pleasure talking to you.
You're welcome.
Now let's get back to the show.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right.
Thank you. Hey, Cleveland, I got somebody with us right now that we want to introduce. His name is Rob Brown. Rob
okay.
is a past WNBF Universe champion, and he's got numerous NPC shows under his belt. And I will vouch for this live on the air, saying that he is the best poser I've ever seen live. He's done tons of paid guest closing appearances in his life, and he's helped a ton of other competitors get better in that arena. So we're absolutely thrilled to have Rob with us. He does a lot of the music creation that you hear in routines that are made for P4P athletes, and he is incredibly affordable and very fair with his pricing, and we tell him all the time that it's worth more than what he's charging. So he's done Meshach's guest posing music. It was, I think, close to 9-minute posing routine where the music was incredible from A to Z. And he's done a lot of great stuff for us, and he's a great posing coach as well. So we're going to bring Rob on and just let him explain to us how he got started, you know, kind of being affiliated with P4P and you know, why it's a perfect fit for him to help out some P4P athletes to show off their best in natural muscle, and why Rob's, you know, with us.
Hey, this is Rob Brown. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, good.
Well, let us hear a little bit about yourself. What got you in here, and what keeps you going?
Okay. Well, you know, at the beginning, I started out mixing music for myself because I like the entertainment portion of the bodybuilding portion of it. And, you know, I was in the gym talking to JB one day about doing music for, you know, some of my clients. And he, you know, he kind of told me, hey, Rob, man, you should make that a business. And so I kind of hooked up with P4P, started doing music for some of the athletes, and it actually kicked off very well at the middle of last year. And, you know, I keep my prices affordable because I want to give back to bodybuilding, because I think the sport now, we are losing the entertainment portion of competing, you know, where you have people not putting any work into their posing routines. So the reason why I'm giving back so cheap is I want to see that come back, because that is going to keep people coming to see bodybuilding shows alone.
Well, that's true. I mean, because, you know, if without people having an interest, then, you know, what are we doing? I can't imagine people playing basketball and, you know, they play for 5 minutes and basically stand around and throw towels to everybody. That would kind of take away from the point of what they're doing. So, yeah, it is very important to have the routines and, you know, just the flow of it. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, it makes a tremendous difference. I think at the, you know, even in a night show, most people say that the posing routine doesn't matter, but I believe within, you know, if you're in one point of losing or winning a show, you know, that may actually help you. You know, and it also, you know, will help you actually get more exposure if you put a little bit more emphasis in your posing.
Just having an interest in your life. I mean, it's like if you put your heart into anything, you should put it in all of it, not just parts.
Right. Most definitely. So, and that's one reason, you know, I came up with the rough cut mix ideal with, you know, JB helped pushing me to actually go ahead and do this for a lot more athletes. And it's been going pretty well.
Yeah, hey, Kaylin, Rob's done music that's been heard on the Arnold Classic stage and the Mr. Olympia stage. So, I mean, his stuff has been out there, and I have not heard anybody that has not liked what he does. So, I mean, if you're looking for somebody, get in touch with him, man. He'll hook it up, and he's got some great stuff for you. And if you're, you know, anywhere in his area, or even, I know he can do this through the internet too. He helped Meshach with his posing and his posing routine, and everybody said Meshach's never looked better. So, I mean, whether you're experienced or brand new, he can give you some things that'll really help you show off your physique to the best. So definitely check him out. It's roughcutmix.com.
Okay, well, I'd like to talk to Rob again, because there was something he said that really caught my ear. Is he still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Rob, you know, I believe, like Joe was just saying, you know, we got a chance to see Meshach at the show last weekend, and he really, you know, he thought of a small routine, and I mean, he must have done some practicing, but you had it mixed in so well, his transition went so smooth. Do you go off of the person, do you check them out and how they work, or do you just ask them to describe their personality, or how do you go about making that kind of routine? Because that was pretty good.
Breaking up really bad.
I said the routine that you had him doing was really transitioned well from piece to piece. and I was just wanting to know how you do you design it off the person, off of their character? How do you go about making a routine that well?
Well, what I end up doing is I'll have the individual do a posing routine that they would normally do. Now, if it's a decent routine, what I do is I'll help them with the transitions. And there's certain points where you want to hit different poses. Like, you don't want to go from a front double bicep to a back double bicep. There's a transition in between to make it look fluent. And what I do with most of my clients that I help with posing is I'll teach them, or I'll take their routine and I'll custom it actually to fit around their routine as well. So I'll even let them pick the music out, but then I'll mix it for them so it'll showcase what they, you know, have in their physique.
Well, I mean, you did an excellent job with me, Shaq. I mean, I was really impressed, and so was the audience. I mean, when they quit going to get popcorn and drinks and just come back to their seats real slow, you know you got the attention.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, great job with that. And could you plug the name of your what is it, Rough Cut? What?
It's Rough Cut Mix. It's RUFFCUTT Mix.com.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir.
Hey, JB.
JB stepped out for a second, Kaylin.
Okay, well, Joe, is it time for me to give the code word?
Yeah, you can give it. You can give it when you're ready, brother.
All right, I'll give the code word. You tell the people where it's supposed to go.
Okay.
All right. This is Brenda Ray. And since she's such a pioneer, and I mean, she's really special to me because just she's such a gem. I mean, I've always been impressed with her. She's just, her heart is, I mean, you can't really describe how big her heart is, especially when it comes to competitors. And just people in general. And she truly is a superheroine in the industry. And so I think, you know, the good code word to be for her is wonderful.
I can't agree more, Kaylin. I think that's perfect. So everybody has heard it now. Wonder Woman is the code word for today. So you want to email that code to p4ptien@yahoo.com. It's P, number 4, letter P, PYANNE@yahoo.com. So the first one to get it in is going to get a free month supply of Alter Ego. Go ahead and off to the races.
Now, this being P for P, I mean, I know you're not talking about shortchanging. It's a month supply. So it's not that we hope you make it out for a few months. It's a P for P thing. So you're not getting shortchanged. Is anybody else out there with you, Joe? Or?
Yes, we do. We've got Pete McDowell, and Pete just got off stage a little bit ago. He's competing today in a couple categories. He's in the Masters category and also the Open physique. So I'm gonna bring Pete on right now, and he's gonna just tell you a little bit about what he does to train to get ready for these shows, and a little bit of background on himself, and then he'll let you know why he started working with P4P and what he thinks about. You know, so far, how everything is going with P4P Muscle. Go ahead, Pete.
Thank you. Hey, Kaylin, how you doing?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Well, just got off the stage. Glad to be where I am again. Real good shape competing. But, yeah, a little bit of background on me. I actually started off as a distance runner for years and years. And I guess best way to put it is, I ran my knees out from under me and was looking for something else where I could maintain a really healthy lifestyle and have the great level of intensity in workouts and have an opportunity to compete. Found my way into bodybuilding, but, you know, when I first got into it, I honestly really struggled to separate fact from fiction in terms of what are the right and proper ways to train. You know, we all know about the bro science that you can kind of sometimes fall into, right?
We're still fighting that. We're still fighting that.
Yep. So it takes a ton of research, and you know, I think back to the podcast from a couple of weeks ago where JB was talking about the fact that we need to do a better job of marketing the natural bodybuilding community and the natural bodybuilding lifestyle, because it really is it's synchronized with the lifestyles that we all and the life that we want to have once we step off the stage. And, you know, as we age, the lessons that you learn in terms of how you take care of yourself, in terms of diet and exercise and balance, are all critically important. And that's honestly what I found when I became affiliated with B4P.
It's a good mix. I mean, you're still talking about health and fitness and the fact that you're actually doing things to improve yourself, improve the people around you. So that's a great, great idea. I like that concept of you.
Yeah, thank you. I was just going to say that I think it's really important that we all continue to promote the healthy lifestyle overall, and how P4P plays a critical role in helping from a supplementation and a support perspective in helping you carry that out.
This is above par brand. I mean, I'm just loving everything that they're doing, and the fact that we actually have a voice. Now, not just basically sitting in the corner waiting for a show to finally speak up. We can actually speak up and be heard as a unit in unity.
Absolutely. The unity is key, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's so vital because, you know, it's like one or two people saying something, you might get some attention. You step on a soapbox, you might get a little more. But if you come as a group, you really draw attention to you, because it's like you got something to say, and if everybody is together, then you say a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, when I first got into this, I thought I was in the minority, you know, wanting to do it as clean as I possibly could, until I found my way to, you know, this natural community that's beginning to evolve and emerge. So it's a real positive thing, and it's important. I've got a 17, a 15-year-old, two boys, a 4-year-old boy and a 2-year-old girl, and I want them to see, you know, what it is to commit yourself to something and to do it the right way.
Hey, Kalen, that your audio didn't come through there very good.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a little better.
Is that better?
There you go. There
Much
you go.
Better.
Okay. What I was saying is that, you know, you got your people, when your children are doing things with you and you get to hang out with them, they don't really understand what's going on and what you're doing until they actually see other people talking about the same kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And it's important that they see that you do it with a level of credibility and, you know, with the level of character where you say, I'm not going to fall into that trap. I'm not going to take the, you know, the easy route, and I'm going to do it the right way.
Exactly. And the best part about that is that not only do they see it, they can hear it from somebody else's mouth. And you know, it's going to their ears the same way you say it, but they might hear it a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now we're athletes. Yeah, go ahead.
I got another athlete with us that wants to get on here real quick, and he's got to go pump up pretty soon to do battle with the pros. So I'm going to bring
okay.
you one more guest real quick, okay?
Okay.
The guy I'm bringing on right now is a gentleman named Matt Cordy.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a different special connection with Matt because the last show that I did in Madison, Wisconsin, Matt was the heavyweight winner, and I was the bantamweight winner. And we did battle for about 15 minutes during the overall pose down. And Matt beat me and earned his pro card that night. And he's here making a pro debut. And I can tell you, he kept me up to date the last couple of weeks with how his physique was coming in.
And this guy's got some sick wheels, and he peaked really good, and he looks full and dry, and I think he's going to do really, really well today. And I'm just going to bring Matt on now and let him just tell you guys a little bit about what he does to get ready for a show. And I know he's also got another story, and I just wanted to share a little bit about where he came from, because I saw a transformation picture of this guy where I'll let him explain it to you, but I'll just tell you it was nothing short of amazing where he came from to where he is as a pro bodybuilder. So can you just let us know a little bit about how you train and then where you came from, Matt?
Sure. How's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Not too bad. I'm hanging in there today. Today's a good day. It's relaxing. The battle's over.
It's a nice sunny day, warm. I mean, this is like the perfect day to do a show.
Perfect. Can't get any better.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, Matt, just tell us about a little bit about, you know, that transformation picture that I saw from you when I first talked to you after the show in October 2013. Just tell me about where you came from and how far you went to get ready for that show and then your eventual, you know, pro debut today.
Okay. I was basically obese until about 19 years old. I came from a small community, and my mom lived in a bigger city. And after high school was over, I moved up to a bigger city. And most of my friends were wrestlers, state champions, so on and so forth. And, I mean, I always just kind of stood out by myself. And I asked them to take me under the wing. I started working out and losing weight. The starting number on the scale at that point was 330 pounds. I got myself down to about 190. And I just stuck with lifting the weights. And then a couple people told me, hey, man, maybe you should think about competing. So I looked around. I really didn't want to do any untested shows because, I mean, it is what apples and oranges, but that one, I don't want to step into that realm. So started training. I really had no clue what I was doing. I kind of hit a diet and tried to eat clean and hit a little bit of cardio. And then I stepped backstage for the first time at the Ford show in Madison. And I looked back and I was just in amazement of how a natural athlete could look. I couldn't even believe these guys were natural. But
really,
I ended up placing third at that show. What's that?
I said, it's really something there. You know, when you can see what a natural muscle can do, it's really something to behold.
Oh, I was just blown away. I'm like, these guys, I couldn't believe these guys are nasty. So I ended up placing third in the heavies that year. It was I was happy, but then I also got hungry. And I started getting into it more, and a couple good guys took me under their wing. And they brought me into, I took a few months off, not too much time. I ended up doing 2013 NANBF Badger Classic. I won the overall there. I won the novice overall, and I won Mr. Wisconsin there. A few weeks later, I did battle with Mr. Manning and the Fords, and luckily, you know, I ended up taking that one. I was pretty blown back because I'm pretty wet behind the ears when it comes to the sport. This is currently today. This is only my fourth show ever, and for what I'm hearing, it's good things. I'm here in top three today, so that's pretty awesome in itself. The way I prepare for a show, I guess, is I get my caloric ceiling up really high. I try to hit, so I track my macronutrients, the IIFYM style dieting. I started off at about 90 fat, 450 carbs, and 220 grams of protein. And I start with plenty of time to make it to the show. I don't try to rush it. It's a long, lengthy process. I started dieting before December 1st. And I basically, my approach to dieting is I nitpick at my macronutrients as fat loss stalemates. I nitpick at some more. I add in a little bit of cardio. And towards the end, you know, it is what it is. Anybody who wants to get an elite conditioning has to go through a phase of, you know, how bad do you want it? And
yes.
That's what it takes to look like an elite bodybuilder, which is sooner or later what I would like to be. But like I said, I'm pretty fresh. So, I mean, with this being my fourth show, after this one, I'll probably take another 2 years off and do a good progressive overload phase and see what we can do again.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you got your head on right, and you know, I mean, I think we all suffer from a little dysmorphia, so I don't think we ever come in looking exactly. And you, it's funny because the people that think they come in looking their best don't
right.
really look their best. So you know, it's always nice to get out there and think, you know, and know that you know we still got work to do. And like you know, like people talk about with the muscle and how it changes. Not like you can't be natural. And everybody's saying, like you were just saying, it's like, wow, this is what a natural physique can look like. It's really, really something.
Mm-hmm.
I think until you start going through the process and start seeing those changes in you, you don't make that connection. You know, it's hard to believe that something like that can really happen with your own body.
Exactly. And I follow natural bodybuilding, I mean, on a daily basis. You know, through YouTube or what it may be, Facebook, you know, I subscribe to everything I know. So I hold myself to a high standard, I guess. Like, I'm constantly comparing myself to other people saying, you know, trying to strive to be better. Or if I see somebody with elite conditioning, that's what I strive to be. So, I mean, in your mind, like you said, yeah, when you're prepping, you always want to be leaner. But
yeah.
it takes so much mental focus to bring it to a certain level and, you know, people have to live a normal life as well. So, I mean, you have jobs, you have kids,
yes.
you have priorities, you know. So I try to keep bodybuilding and family separate. When it's time to eat, I eat. When it's time to lift, I lift, mm-hmm. you know. But when it's time to do my family thing, you got
to
do the family thing, you know.
You
got
to yes.
try to keep some bearing there because it is a selfish sport. And it takes so much of my time the way it is that, you know, you got to keep yourself composed to keep your head on right and try to do the best you can, I guess, during a prep.
That's real talk right there.
That is some real mm-hmm. talk. And, you know, mm-hmm. the best part about it is, you know, it's like it's constant learning, it's constant understanding that, you know, it does take balance in so many things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just...
There's a lot of gray area in bodybuilding. There's so much gray area. There's no right or wrong to do anything. It's basically all the same. You just... A diet is a diet. I mean, a deficit is a deficit. If you want to be elite and you want to compete against people, it's no joke. You know, anybody can do a bodybuilding show. Somebody can walk on the street right now and sign up. It don't mean nothing, you know.
Yes. And it all changes when you hit the stage because I said you can't hide anything on stage.
No.
Well, that's not, dude. That's Matt Cordy. I mean, this dude is legit. And watch out for this cat. I'm very drawn to people who have like extremely consistent work ethic. And Matt Cordy falls in that category. This dude works his ass off and he's a phenomenal father and family man. So, I mean, to do both. A lot of people don't understand what it takes, I mean, to be a drug-free bodybuilder. It's totally different than anything I've seen out there because these people truly love the sport, man. They sacrifice a lot, and they balance a lot. And, hopefully we can start bringing out drug-free bodybuilding to the masses and make them understand that this is a legit sport. In my opinion, it's the hardest sport on earth. Just because it's not just about lifting, it's about mental aspect too. It's about balancing your life with this for little to, you know, almost nothing. And my thing is they, you know, they're true warriors and they do it for the pure love of it. So they should be, all of them should be commended. Matt Cordy is by far not behind anybody. If you want to talk about work ethic, he'll work as hard as anyone out there. So, I mean, keep your eye out for that name because he's going to be something special.
All right.
Appreciate that.
You heard it first. Well, yeah, Matt, you got to get some work in, though. So you got some stuff you got to do today. We are at a show.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll let you get to it. Thanks so much for coming on P4P
All
World
right.
Talk.
Thank you, Matt, for coming on, man.
No problem, guys. Stay natural. Stay P4P.
All right,
Kaylin. Now, everybody's in trouble. Now it's just you and me.
Okay. Well, can I announce who the winner was?
Yes, I want to hear.
Okay, well, Diane has come over and let me know that the winner is. You ready? Can you hear me, JB?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Is there a drum roll?
No drum roll. The winner is Denise Cooper.
So, oh.
Why are you laughing?
That's awesome.
Yes. Congratulations, Denise. And just so people know that, you know, it wasn't a joke. She showed me the email, so I would know. Because I was like, you know, I just said somebody sent in that quick. So, you know,
yeah,
being alive,
hey.
Know that.
Hey, P4P Muscle, if you know P4P Muscle or a P4P athlete with their product, you know how special it is to get a full month of Alter Ego. You know, I'm not surprised that people call in that fast.
Yeah, that was pretty quick. I mean, she came running. I was like, wait, you got one already? I was thinking it'd maybe be 10, 15 minutes. It's pretty fast.
Right. So now that we got the winner, I'm going to just, the secret word was Wonder Woman. And that was because that's Brenda Ray's five-time champ. Promotes the natural show in Sheboygan, Kohler Memorial Center. That's a plug. that's her favorite superhero. So we did that in honor of Brenda Ray, and when she hears, it'll put a little smile on her face.
Well, you know, like I said, with her heart, with her compassion, and with the way she shares and just gives so much, you know, that is heroic in itself. So it couldn't fit any better, you know, the way she does things and how she just gives back. I mean, because it's, I don't think she can ever feel like she's given enough. And those are the people you have to love and respect, because that's from the heart. You know, everything she does is from the heart. And it's just like watching her run around. And, you know, when I was trying to just ask for just a little bit of information, she's like, well, you know, it's got to be limited because I can kind of show. And, you know, when you're doing those kind of things, and it's a telltale sign of how much stuff like this means to
me. Yeah, most definitely. I'm going to just say something real quick. I was just looking at Joe while this podcast was going on, and I'm a big historian of natural bodybuilding, and, you know, bodybuilding in general. And what just happened just a minute ago with all those people on the podcast introducing themselves to the world, dude, that's something special. And my thing is that those people normally would not get branded like that. And I feel so humbled and so, like, appreciative that that this vehicle of P4P can do that for natural athletes to be able to get themselves out there and introduce themselves to the world. So I feel very happy right now. And, you know, we want to make this bigger and better. We want more athletes branded. We want to introduce the drug-free world to the public. You know, this is where the true bodybuilding is. And I can't forget that, and Kaylin, you know, you reminded me, Meshack said something pretty cool, was that there's no such thing as natural bodybuilding. We are bodybuilding. And if anybody should change their name, is the people who are enhanced. And you want to call it enhanced bodybuilding or whatever you want to call it, but we are the original. We are the alpha of bodybuilding. We started this. And my thing is we shouldn't have to change it. We are bodybuilding. And I'm going to try to, you know, campaign that across the nation and just make sure everybody is proud of what we're doing. And I think we're going to see great things in the future.
Well, I know we will. There's no doubt about
it. Hey, Kaylin, is it okay if I give a couple other shout-outs to some athletes that are here that we didn't cross paths with yet on the show?
Hey, it's a live show. Go for it.
Okay, perfect. Kevin Loaf Diesel, Kevin Loafy is in the house, and he's busy right now because he's helping with the show. But we talked to Kevin, and Kevin's got some major competition plans for this year. I'm not going to put his business out because I don't know if he's making it public, but let's just say Kevin's going to show up at some of the biggest shows this fall, And I'll tell you what, he's coming for real, man. I've seen this dude in his off season doing some powerlifting, and he's a for real athlete, man. And he's setting records in powerlifting, you know, push pull meets, straight up powerlifting, you know, deadlifting up in the 700s range. And I mean, he's just a beast. And we want to give a shout out to Kevin, because I mean, he's for real, man. And he's a great guy. And for people that don't know him, reach out to him, man, because Kevin's the man, and you're going to see some really good things coming up from him this fall. And also, Kirsten Bakke is in the house. She's not a P4P athlete, but she is somebody that lifts at my home gym, you know, a gym that JB's at in DeForest, Wisconsin. And she's here as a pro female bodybuilder. And what I really like about Kirsten Bakke is that she is a big giver as well, kind of like Brenda. And while preparing for this show, she finished up her law school. She is extremely, wow, extremely busy, training twice a day, showing up, putting in the work, never once complained about it, always with a smile. And, so Kirsten, we want to wish her luck today, too, because she is amazing. And she's got an amazing physique. And, she won a couple pro shows. And whenever she wins, she donates her money, man. She doesn't even keep it for herself. She's truly a great athlete. Wow. And, you know, natural bodybuilding needs more people like her, too. So just want to give her a quick shout-out, too.
And there's a bunch more athletes to give a shout-out to. I know there's athletes doing competition elsewhere today. I can't remember them all, and I apologize for that. But I want to just, in general, all P4P athletes that are competing today, you are definitely on our minds. I'm always checking social media and whatnot, or emails, and to see how our athletes are doing. So to all the warriors out there in P4P universe, go get it, man. Go get it, because ain't no one going to give it to you.
That's right. Now, I got to give a shout-out because, this is our first show. It's inaugural, so, let's just be it out there so people understand. The one of the things about JB and Joe, and Chad as well, and let's just, we don't want to leave Chad out, but you guys did something and said something and backed it up. It's not just about P4P. It's about the natural athlete. And, you've shown it with the prize giveaways. Now you got the best posers that you're going to be doing. It's never just singular thinking with you guys. It's always more like an expanse, and it just keeps growing. It's like, I guess we go as far as your minds are willing to take us, because, I mean, you guys really go to a whole different level when it comes to just putting things in the realm of just even brainstorming. It's just something that's different. So, let's talk a little bit about that for the people who aren't familiar with the prize giveaways and the fact that, it's not going, you're not saying it's going to be exclusive. You're saying whoever is competing, you have a chance to be a part of this.
Most definitely. And you just saw part of that with Joe just introducing an athlete, an extra athlete that's not even P4P. So, I mean, the thing about it is, man, we want to go through the adage of, we want to work through the athlete, regardless if it's a P4P athlete or not. We would prefer you to be a P4P athlete, but we want bodybuilding, drug-free bodybuilding in general to prosper. And the thing about it is a lot of people think we're a supplement company, and I probably said this I don't know how many times, but we are a drug-free athlete, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation that happens to sell supplements. And the thing about it is as we go along, we'll start revealing things. This is what we mean by that. And this is one of the things we're talking about. We want to give a voice to the drug-free athlete. And, we're going to have more hosts. My goal is to have 100 to 200 hosts worldwide. And I want different shows, different aspects, different opinions on natural bodybuilding or drug-free or anything. We can have conversation about other things than just bodybuilding. And I think that's a unique thing to introduce. We're not just we're not just, you know, on the stage. We're more than that. And and the big thing is we're not just also just testing either, which you hear all the time. We're much more, you know, natural and natty is a state of mind. It's not, it has nothing to do with a test. It's a state of mind of how you approach things. You know, pound for pound means exactly what it sounds like. It means that pound for pound, I do the best and I strive for greatness. And that's what we want to try to do. We want to strive for greatness for drug-free bodybuilding because we feel it deserves that much. Drug-free bodybuilding has done a lot for me personally, just as a man, as a father, as a son. It done a tremendous amount of me. So for me and Joe to do things like the $300 giveaways, maybe soon we'll start doing some cash giveaways on the radio. I don't know. We might start doing that too as well. We might start doing whatever. The first thing that me and Joe does at the beginning of our day is what can we do for the natural athlete, you know? And we feel that we can work through the natural athlete, through them, not around them or against them, through them. That way we can brand those athletes, and then we can also, everybody can make money. Everybody can get what they want. And I feel when you have that situation, you create an environment that is friendly towards athletes. And that's our goal. And like I said, we're pretty much neutral. We're like Switzerland. We are, you know, basically pro-athlete, nothing else. You know, nothing against organizations or anything like that. I like a lot of the people who run these organizations. But when we started this P4P, we wanted to be pro-athlete, and that's all we focus on. So the big thing is that I'm very overwhelmed, even where we are right now. I'm seeing this stuff come into fruition from what was in our mind and what we put on paper that to reality. And what I just saw just now is even though it's on a small scale right now, but it's so powerful to me that, you know, united, you can do anything. It's just, there's nothing you can do. And I mean, dude, you got to understand this. This came from a back of a napkin, a coffee shop, on a lunch break. And my thing is we could have sat there and looked at this and picked it apart and sort of look at it how we could fail. But we decided to, you know, look at it and look how it cannot fail. Mm-hmm. And we decided to go after it. We didn't know anything. We didn't know anything about the supplement business. We didn't know. We started just like everybody else, man. We tried supplements and everything like that. But we wanted more than just a supplement company. So we figured that, you know, we can create this for a foundation for drug-free athletes, people who are doing it right, people who have great work ethic, you know, and we want to acknowledge them. We want to celebrate the athletes. And the thing about it is man, these athletes do it without a spotlight. They rarely are on something like this that we even have today. They do it when the lights are off. And you know what my daddy always told me about the person that works hard when the lights are off, when people aren't there to pat them on the back? That's true grit. That's true character. And that's P for P.
That's love. I mean, you definitely got true love when nobody has to be around and you can still give your all.
And the big thing is also, I just want to say one thing. Let's give a shout-out to Kalen Patterson. Kalen Patterson is one of those dudes that do it when there's not people looking. And he goes out there, and he has a true passion for bodybuilding. This guy would just gas up his car and go anywhere to do an interview, to help athletes, to see a show. I've seen nothing like this. Trust me. And there's people who got a whole lot more money that do a whole lot less. So my thing is, I mean, when you see Kalen Patterson, any P4P athlete, when you see him, thank him. Because this dude is making this happen, and he's helping P4P get out our message. And people, we need people like that. And it's very encouraging to me and very hopeful to me where a drug-free bodybuilding can go.
I believe it'll go a long way with unity. I truly believe that in my heart and soul.
And now, I talked to Brenda Ray, and she said, you know, she's hopping all over the place, and she said she's going to try to get an interview. It might be something where you might have to download it or something like that, but she definitely want to get it in. She's just very busy trying to get this show together. But when she does come, when she does do an interview with Kaylin, man, you want to download that, because that girl speaks knowledge.
Yes, she does. Well, I don't think she's going to be able to make it within this time for this podcast. So, you know, we can get the Midwest Muscle, and we'll get her on that. And, you know, JB, it's going to be sent to you as soon as I get it up. So you don't have to worry about that. Because she's, you know, she's, like I said, her passion and her heart. And you really got to stop and pause, because you can see this woman, she's not... Yeah, I mean, people think she's, like, big and massive and muscular. She is muscular by all means. But her heart makes her so much bigger. And I think...
Oh, definitely.
With her covering...
My,
Go ahead. I think she just found a new way. Yeah.
We're stepping on each other.
Yeah, we are.
Real quick, before we do sign off, I just want people to understand this podcast deal. In about 2 or 3 months, we're going to do regular shows. Kaylin probably will have about 2 or 3 shows a week that he told me that he's personally going to do. Kaylin, could you talk a little bit about the theme of those shows and the names of them and when to expect those shows?
Okay. Probably next month. Which, you know, depending on how the setup goes, and because there's trial and error with anything you do, especially rolling it out initially, because you don't know what to expect, you don't know how to expect. But the one of the three things,
right.
Of course, we got P4P Real Talk, which is what we're doing now, and it's real talk. It's not going to be any script. It's not going to be any background, you know, let's cover this and that, whatever. We'll have themes and we'll have a premise, but it will all be, you know, live talk, nothing backdooring. You know, I can't wait to blow these people up or talk about somebody. It won't be any of that. That'll be P4P Real Talk. The other one that I'm really fond of is P4P Adults in the Room. Because, you know, there's things that do need to be worked out, but they need to be talked out. You know, and basically the adults in the room is basically people that want to debate, an open debate, and just speak like adults. With intelligence and with an actual solution in mind, not just yelling and screaming at each other. I mean, there's enough division running through this country where, you know, we don't need to add to it. And then the one that I'm really wanting to see how it's going to go is the P4P After Hours, where basically just something you want to talk about, you know, and basically, you know, within reason, just people just speaking their mind, you know, not, like I said, not, we're not going to do any name calling, we're not going to be bad, because there's nothing healthy about destruction. You tear a muscle, you don't use it, but if you rip it, it grows. So, you know, if we're going to do it, it's going to be promotional, and, you know, JB and Joe, I think, would be just insulted if we sat there and did anything to take away from everything they've been doing to bring some kind of cohesion to the natural community. So, you know, Phaedra is going to have some shows that she wants to bring on, you know, dealing with the women. And I've always told her that, you know, as much as I can talk to women and basically deal with some of the scenarios and situations, I'm not a woman. And she covers... Those arenas so much better, and she can really, if the woman really wants to talk to another woman and understand that, you know, you feel me, what I'm saying, so it's not just me nodding
right.
my head or agreeing, and we need that, you know, like you said, there shouldn't
right.
be one person thinking they got to cover everything. It's just us
right.
as a group covering everything we can, And that's so different. And then, you know, those will be probably rolling out next month. It's going to be big because, you know, we have such a vast community. We have such a, I mean, there's so, you got doctors, you got lawyers, you got nurses, you got teachers, you got mothers, you got fathers, you got brothers, you got sisters. There's always something to talk about. There's always somebody with a question.
Right.
And we really don't have an answer for it. But like you said, we never had that outlet to speak on where we could actually talk to each other as a community, not against each other, but speaking with a purpose and with something, with progression. Not just, like I said, it isn't about who's better than what. It's like how to get better than what.
Right. That sound awesome. And the big thing is that we put a big investment in this. I mean, we can do up to 6 to 7 shows a day, and we're gonna try to find talent out there to talk about different subjects. But we also want to have education hours too, as well, to where you know questions like, "I got my pro car. What's next?" And then, you know, how to handle yourself as a pro when you first turn pro. What's a good way to brand yourself and you know, to go about that business. Photographers, what stuff like that. All these little details that a lot of athletes have problems with. That, you know, maybe even trainers that we believe are doing really well in training athletes in drug-free natural bodybuilding. So we want to do those shows, but we also want to do the education part of it and sort of make drug-free bodybuilding even better and stuff. So, you know, we want to have, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 hosts global. And we want to create a network. This ain't just a podcast. We're creating a network. And then pretty soon what we're going to also do is we want to create things with this to where advertisement, where, you know, we have over 350 athletes. Pretty soon what we're going to be implementing is each athlete is going to have their single website page where they can dress it up how they want to within reason, and they can sort of make it theirs. Each one of those websites are going to have that podcast link. So what we're going to do is we're going to affect the world from 10, 20, 30, 100, thousands. We want to expand it as far as we can, you know, just to put natural bodybuilding at the forefront. So, you know, it'll be coming soon. We got to work out some of the details, but it's definitely going to be put out there. And, you know, like I said, we're in this business to do impactful things. So we're not trying to, you know, all the small stuff and, you know, the detail stuff, you know, we're not smart enough for that stuff anyway. So we'll try to just, you know, impact the business of bodybuilding to where the front street of it, we can try to get more companies, more avenues for the drug-free athlete to be able to get branded or financially or otherwise. So I'm very excited about what's going to happen with all this.
All right. Well, JB, we got to sign off because we're out of time. But like I said, I'll get up with Brenda, and we'll get the Midwest, and we'll get that going too.
All right, baby. P for P muscle all day. Don't believe me. Believe in my hustle.
Kaylin Patterson, JV, Joe, everybody. P for P, Real Talk. We are out. Mm-hmm.